Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
So Mitch, we can give you a minute here to get set up. The mixtape, we do it every week. It's funny sound from the week that was. It's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. They can help you today, like they've helped out many guys in the area. 690-2800, 502-690-2800, or online at hightowermens.com. Mitch, if you're ready, let's hit the open and let's get it going.
That wasn't a minute.
Are you not ready?
No, I need like 7 seconds.
Like 7 seconds.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Anyway, so there you go. Well, no, I'm not gonna. No more. We're gonna sit here ready to go. Strebel's upset. Is that a Weezer shirt, by the way?
Van Halen.
Yeah, they're overrated.
Yeah, oh, why?
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
All right, Mitch, let's get it going. A few minutes behind. What is the first sound you present the audience today on the mixtape?
Some national media members agreed with you on Louisville football last year.
Yeah.
Well, it's
I know. Like it was only a matter. Look,
it's only a matter of time. You see what he was about to say there?
No, it's only a matter of, yes, of time before people really look and see how many close losses they had. They were an unlucky team.
Well, let me
say
this.
That's what the numbers say. They were an unlucky team, and they were better than their record last year.
He's right, but you got some national media guys. David Hale on the take with Sweeney and Strebel.
They could be bad this year. I don't know. Whoa. But last year, they were snake bitten.
Yes!
And I know, maybe it's just I'm snake bitten by this demon or something.
Oh no!
It's nice now. It's got to be nice now to be able to actually, touch something, be able to, help someone's injury in person.
I don't know, but it happens.
Does it?
Well, in my mind, while I'm doing it, I think it's better, but it doesn't mean that it's true.
He's worked out a lot of guys. Yeah. Patrick.
Keep it locked with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Dan and Mike.
Win today. Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
The first place Chicago Cubs.
Mitch, you'd have loved this. I looked in today. Process was running the board. And Issel had his feet just propped up on the desk.
Damn right he did.
I loved it. I should have taken a picture
of
it.
You have Tubby on, you just put your feet up on the desk, and you let my man talk.
You let Tubby do what Tubby does. He was on the golf course, wasn't he? I think that's what he said.
Yeah. Dan Issel told a great story. I'm kind of upset we didn't
Much
get
like
to
the
it
last
today.
4 years of his tenure at Kentucky. What's that, Mitch?
Okay.
Keep him coming.
Looks better on the tube, in
you
my
gotta,
opinion.
You got to rile up
For
the
EKU,
people.
Say 75%. That's all I'm going
to
say.
EKU might be 100%. This might get EKU to a sellout by allowing a sellout to happen.
I wish I had your optimism, but look,
could,
I think people
it's a primetime game. It's perfect. It's a perfect
God,
situation
primetime.
To be a
sellout. That had noon written all over it. As
I know
soon as
it
I
did.
Saw it, ACC Network Plus right there.
If Louisville sells out the EKU game, I will streak on the field.
Done.
Done. 5:41.
There we go.
You better not back out.
Yep.
It's good for
Apparently,
your radio.
I have it out for the New York Mets, and I would like for them not to succeed.
Wow.
They put out a picture yesterday. Noah Locke is a good-looking dude. Like,
he's bigger than I thought.
Yeah. And I mean, my masculinity or whatever, whatever you want to call it, he's a good-looking dude, man. Ellis hangs with Little Boozy. Dude is going to be a savage. That's a good point, Texter.
Good to hear that. McManus excited about
McMaines.
McMaines. Yes. Excited about his style of play.
Crumbs didn't know his name?
Of course Crumbs didn't know. Process goes, did you hear Crumbs not know his name? I'm like, Crumbs is, he's got it like a life.
Yeah.
Crumbs Revenge has a nanny.
He has a nanny? You're
damn right he does.
Wow. Okay, Crumbs. I didn't know
how about
that?
That's
nice.
What you need. You need a nanny.
No, I don't need a nanny.
Yeah, you do.
No, no nannies.
Mitch, Jack Grossman, who dropped lettuce, bent over in front of me, and I saw the butt crack yet again today. I hope it's all over his face.
There is a deafening silence coming out of U of L. And that's why I don't think Kenny Klein is calling any shots over there.
In terms of what?
Well, just about explanations about the AD regularly facing the media, how long did it take Mac before he found out?
Well, Mac took forever, and I was beating that drum, but I guess we know now why.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to set the record straight. No, I think you were saying, hey, there should be answers, and you know, I need to get Coach Mac on the show. I've never turned down an interview from you, Mark. And, you know, I don't know each other very well, but I'm always open.
It's, Mitch, how's that not the sound of the week?
It is.
Is Diener okay? When we get to Diener American Pharoah, Mitch, is it going to be possible? I'd love to just line them up also at the end. It doesn't matter. Keep them coming. I got to quit talking.
Hello.
It's all in Pratt technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. I hope we get them resolved.
Can you hear me now, Michael?
I can hear you. I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can. I can. I think we're good.
All right, so I'm just going to talk on air so I can talk to both of you guys at once. Mike's having a bit of delay, so I'm going to have him drop off again real quick while he does that. If Dan, if you just want to fill some space here and keep talking, we can try to get this squared away quickly.
Okay. Well, if Mike's off, you and I can talk about our Chicago Cubs.
I hope people find that funny as I do.
Great. It's just great.
Let's talk Cubs.
Apparently, I haven't.
You know, it's got legs, Dick.
Do you know what whoop that trick is?
No.
Me neither.
Cerebral's wearing a UK2K shirt. Do you think he knows what that means?
I thought that was the worst Kentucky basketball team I have ever seen.
It was the one for me, for sure.
But Cal Perry doesn't seem like he's getting that much heat from anybody.
He went one direction, you know, and attacked the Corona Bros and all that.
And what are you wearing? What's your shirt say? Go text a picture of your shirt, tough guy.
Mine's just a black shirt.
No, this person on the, not you, this person on the text. He's wearing a dragon shirt. Yeah, bleep off. What are you wearing? Text a picture of your shirt. Go ahead. Let's see it. I'm sure it's awesome. I'm sure you're wearing
everyone Armani.
Supreme and Gucci. Armani. It's all you wear is Gucci, Supreme. You probably got a Walmart shirt on, bro. $2 off the rack. But yeah, that LSU job, it's got Louisville fans a little jittery right now.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I saw it on Twitter today.
No,
yes, it does.
They're not. They're
saw
not,
it in the Card
no.
Chronicle, Andy. I
the
saw
card
it in
Chronicle.
In the comment section. In the
Did
card
you really?
Oh, yeah.
You're in the comment section of, really?
Yeah.
You're doing that?
I just read
still?
Them. I don't comment. I just
how,
read it.
How many more years are you going to do that?
I don't like, you're, comment you're, on you're, it.
You're
I just
getting,
read it.
Yeah, but you're getting close to 40. Like, at one point, are you going to walk away from the comment section?
Never.
Okay.
You do the Louisville fan thing for Louisville football. You don't do it for basketball. You don't do it with baseball.
I don't think I do the Louisville fan thing at all.
Okay.
I keep getting told by the text line I'm not a true Louisville fan.
I think you are a big-time Louisville football fan. I just wanted to know, like, where's the genesis of that? Like, why? And you explained it. That's fine. I wasn't trying to put you in a bad spot or put you in a bad mood.
Streeble, I didn't know who Denny Crum was 4 years ago.
Okay. All right.
That's on a shirt.
Yeah.
I didn't know who Denny Crum was 4 years ago. Keep him coming on ESPN 680.
That was my response. It was like, let's get to the touching. Every time we
I know. Miss. Isn't this
Let's
so
get
funny.
To the touching.
If we have people in this nation that will storm our capital, what makes you think sports is going to be immune from that mentality?
Oh, I miss him.
I was just going to try to slip that through.
You know what's sad about Coach Coop, who I like a great deal? He's given Louisville fans ammo. it's moved Court Denison out of the way. That's made me sad. That was Court, him. That worst, was Court.
Worst mistake he ever made was coming to Louisville.
Oh, don't. This worst is recycled. Mistake. This is recycled.
It may be recycled. It's so but recycled. It's even more apparent now that Coach Coop, who no one knows anything about, text in what you know about Coach Coop. At least with Court Denison, we knew who he was. No one knows this Coach Coop guy. No, and Satterfield chose anonymous Coach Coop. Kick you out of the way. I got a dude from Oregon, but we'd rather have Coach Coop be the face of the program. Y'all are bums.
Oh, boy. Satterfield's a bum. That got you going. Look at how that got
because
you going.
Because it's like they have no idea what they're – it's like, yeah, you're right, Steve. What you're saying is correct, but for all the wrong reasons. Not for the reasons that you think. For all the reasons that you hate. The recruiting's better. The players are better. The records are better. Our players actually won the go to bowl games, not quit.
Man, look at you.
Heavy-handed there.
I just, you can't. You got rolling.
I did.
You got rolling. Keep them coming on the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on this Friday.
Oh. You got me there. Let's go set. L's up. Flyville.
When you got the credential and you've got the access, you got to act up. It is what it is. But anyway, so we're driving around the track, and I'm having a hell of a time, and all of a sudden, man, I see probably the nicest car I've seen in a long time. I think it was a Lotus. And I look over, and guess who it is? It's Juan Pablo Montoya. And y'all, he couldn't have been driving this uglier, puke orange colored car. So there it is. You know, the brand is the brand. Not only is Juan Pablo Montoya kind of a jerk, he also drives an ugly car. So how about that? Somebody asked me about Juan Pablo Montoya. Stay away from him. He hasn't been quick all month. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. And you guys are not feeling Juan Pablo Montoya. It's another story for another day. But anyways.
Just this unabashed hate for Juan Pablo Montoya.
A guy that no one cares about. And I have no opinion on. None.
It's like Dieter's hate for that one jockey. Who is it? Castellanos?
Javier Castellano.
It's just odd.
Keep him coming.
Like you touch it once and it gets everywhere. It's terrible. I don't like getting it on my hands. It bugs me.
If you're wondering where are those NASCAR picks at, Pat, give me them picks. Pat, give me them picks. Sounds like Drew Diener, the VP. Oh, sorry there, boss.
We can go Monday. I'm sorry I didn't text you guys that we were going to go Monday. Well, we went Monday.
You sound like you're choking right now. Are you okay? What are you choking on?
My own, breath.
There's a lot of people saying, would you let Coach O come over?
No.
Play with
no,
the mitts.
No.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times that's been texted.
Yes, I can imagine.
You can't imagine.
Many, many times.
Many times.
And as much as I like him and think he's great, that would not take place. That would not. That's a hard no
just
for
right
me.
Just right there.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
You think you would have a fetish that women would find attractive?
Oh no. Yeah, I mean, there are women that like bigger.
They like bigger guys.
My wife's one of them.
Like if you were.
But it looks like it's a smart thing to do, especially with big men. You got to take it slow.
So yeah, I had one piece upside down that was not able to screw on correctly. Once I found out, and she walked me through it, that I had this piece upside down, it was a little bit easier.
So yeah, it's a six. Boy, I almost had a 6-inch difference.
You know, and I've been to a Bats game, which I enjoyed going down there. So just, you know, taking a lot of naps.
She was the woman who screamed in the shower.
How do you get rid of butt cheek cramps, do you think? I don't know, Mark. I mean, is it the new trainer's job to, you know, do like a little chop suey on those things? What do you do?
Mark, I don't know. And I'm not going down that road.
You don't know?
No.
Maybe we should ask Clemson. They're into the butt stuff.
Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't start caring about me now.
Welcome back to Trading Paint, Kentuckiana's home for everything motorsports on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's your host, Pat Jaggers.
Oh, that's right. It's hour two of Trading Paint here on 93.9 The Ville. If you're wondering why the hell we're listening to Dua Lipa, to start the 9 o'clock hour? Well, that's because we did already go an extra hour today.
He's been the star.
I'm glad you guys found that funny.
Of course. The music. The liner. The music.
The
and
music.
The liner.
The liner and also mispronouncing the name. It's Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Your joy is infectious.
So now I'm rooting for the Hawks. I tell you right now, I am going to be such a Hawk fan tonight. You will not believe it. I'm going to be a Hawk. First off, I'm mad we didn't get Thibodeau. Secondly, the guard never treated me that way. And thirdly, the Hawks are the underdog anyway. Plus, I don't like the spitting on Young. So I will root like hell tonight to the Hawks. I'll have a gummy, and I will root like a gummy and a cocktail and a ravioli, which I didn't eat last night because I played tennis. And I will sit there, and I will root every freaking basket. The fat guy wants to bet the over, I'm going to pass.
Yes, man. I love that.
Ravioli because I played tennis is the greatest line of the week. Keep them coming on ESPN 680-1057. There is a man.
Okay.
He's in a football stadium.
Oh, boy.
All right.
He's jacked. He's yoked.
He's yoked.
Especially for his position.
Oh, boy.
And he's slinging.
Oh, he's slinging.
He's slinging it.
Okay.
You ready for that?
I'm ready for that.
Look at this.
Yeah, okay.
React.
Oh, man. Is that Will Levis? Damn. Look at this dude. Holy bleep.
Slinging it.
He's slinging
it. You want to watch it again?
Look at those muscles.
Watch it again. Look at that. Boom.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You pegged me pretty well.
I got this. Can I get my... well, wait.
You know what? That was his... That was a massive veto.
That was. I'm rubbing off on you.
So you always took it easy on me. You put his arm around me, gave me a pat on the butt, the whole deal. You know, he looked after me.
So now I have no interest in being the next Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, baby. Back to back right there. Mike Pratt, Jared Stillman, do better radio than that at 5:54.
Amazing.
I can't give you, Mitch can't give you anything better than that right there. Back
so you
to
always
back.
Took it easy on me. You put his arm around me, gave me a pat on the butt, the whole deal. You know, he looked after me.
So now I have no interest in being the next Rush Limbaugh.
That right there, wow. That Stillman ego is absolutely stunning. Keep him coming.
Chris Mack is the best coach in the state. I'm not moving off that. He has been boring for years. It's a stupid text, and you don't pay attention. Go watch Chris Mack be boring and talk about bull crap.
Because I'm pissed.
I'm going to kill Nick.
I tell you, Pat's a star this week.
How much more optimistic do you want me to get? I was moaning.
Oh, gosh.
So that was,
Michael?
He was on with Luke and Mark yesterday. So.
I've enjoyed, even Brian last night. Brian Brown's interview with was it Mark Ennis?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting fired up for football.
We've been told, and we were told on the drive yesterday, and we'll get to this.
Chris Mack going to be on with Ennis and Luke Hancock at 3:30. Worth mentioning, Chris Mack will be on with Luke and Ennis this afternoon. I had just heard the Chris Mack interview that Mark Ennis and Luke Hancock did.
Yep. I've been waiting for this all
two again. Chris Mack was on yesterday. We've got to get into some of what he had to say with Mark Ennis and Luke Hancock. Chris Mack was very upbeat, very, very good with Ennis and Luke Hancock yesterday. And that's where, you know, what Mack was talking about yesterday with Ennis. I mean, Chris Mack on yesterday with Mark Ennis and Luke Hancock.
You know, two-on-one scenario with Ennis and Luke in a conversation. And that was the thing that I took out of the press conference, the conversation with Ennis and Luke yesterday.
All right, Blanket Baker. Well, let's hear you tomorrow on the drive.
I guess.
Oh, my God. That was two great. On one. What an odd way to phrase that, Blank.
Sneaky good mixtape.
Yeah, it is. Keep them coming.
Thought it was an airport handout. So, there it is. the Billy chuckle. I can't offer much advice other than I probably would have worn something different.
Done a good job of that.
Appreciate it, sir.
Well,
You need to know that the man across from me, James Strebel, is probably your biggest fan. Okay, Coach? You need to know that he is smiling ear to ear. Do you understand?
I'm happy, Coach, to talk to you. I got my UK hat on. I got a UK polo on.
Oh my God.
I came decked out for this interview today, Coach Antigua. Welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you so much. James, I can see you smiling through the phone like I am, brother.
Yeah, there we go, Coach. There we go.
And then when they get through the process of being refined, then they go out shining like diamonds. You see what I'm saying, James? They come out shining.
Yeah,
like
damn
you,
right
my
they
brother.
Do. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Coach. So great. Yes.
Wow. That's classic. Hey, yeah, you're giving me way too much credit for anything, brother. You know?
Oh man, he does. You know what?
I'm just a small piece of a really good team, and you know, just try to do my part. That's all.
Oh, well, you do a great job, and we're so excited. I'm so excited that you're back, Coach. I like Chin Coleman too. I love when Chin Coleman released that video where he's saying many championships. I got excited about that too. I love you guys.
All right. Is there anything else you want to throw in, James? Anything else you want? The text line's crushing you right now.
That's fine. They can crush me all they want. I'm happy. They can't steal my joy. Just like Calipari says, you can't steal my joy. I'm happy right now. Thanks for coming on, Coach, man. Well, this is a big deal for me. I appreciate it.
Well, there you go. The last time he acted like this is when we had Lynn Bowden on.
Yeah. Just so you know.
This is a big deal. Safe travels, Coach. We'll talk down the road, and thank you so much. Take care.
Appreciate you guys. James, my man.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it, Coach. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Coach. Orlando Antigua. Look at you.
I want that as a ringtone. James, my man.
A ringtone?
Yeah. Every time someone texts me, James, my man, that's what I want. Might beat that. That was so cool. And he called me by name. It was cool. It was awesome.
He called me by name.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's the best you've ever been. You nailed that interview. You need to know that.
I appreciate that.
I can't. Yeah. I still can't believe you did any of that. Yeah. I can't believe that's real sound.
Real too.
This, Mitch, this is a big deal to me. Has to be on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Strebel telling Orlando Antigua thanks over and over again, and this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. I'm delirious.
Boo hoo. I mean, this is why we do L's down. This is why we do it.
I don't know if it's real.
I don't know if it's real either, but I would think it's real.
I just don't know if it's real.
You know what? I'm gonna believe in my heart that it's real because Louisville fans, this is why we do L's down. Because crybaby Satterfield, L's down, Mark Stoops. And this is your fan base. You want to stop doing L's down? Beat Kentucky. Win. Do something.
They beat them in basketball this year.
And they still get L's down. They beat them one out of the last 10 years or whatever it was. You want to stop doing L's down? A, win some damn games against Kentucky. B, quit crying about it. Quit crying. It's a hand gesture. Do you cry every time someone flips you the bird? Oh, he flipped me the bird. He gave me the bird. I mean, get over yourselves. I'm not going to this restaurant because it has a sticker and it hurts my feelings. And there's Louisville graduates who are with me. And you know what? We're going to call Vince Tyrae and have your restaurant shut down. You know how petty and sad you sound? Like a baby. Quit crying about L's down. I'm going to keep doing it.
But I think, you know, self-care and self-awareness, I think, is really important.
Oh, man.
He's always available, and he's the most likable guy out there. But was he, you know, charming us up front and stealing our wallet while we're talking to him? I don't know. It's a minimum 2-year ban. And the wording in the Churchill Downs press release was devastating. They just killed the sport's biggest star, and there's no number two to take the mantle. I have no one to take the mantle. Todd Pletcher and his boring ass are not taking the mantle.
I love U of L. Yeah. So what?
All right, we'll play these sound of the weeks back to back and get out of here.
All right, sound bitch. Of the week back to back. Thank you to the Hightower Men's Clinic again, 690-2800. Darren Rogers and the crew in next for Inside Churchill Downs. Back at it on Monday.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to set the record straight. You know, I think you were saying, hey, there should be answers, and you know, I need to get Coach Mack on the show. I've never turned down an interview from you, Mark. And, you know, I don't know each other very well, but I'm always open.
My son loved Pharaoh. It was one of the first sports stories he got into. I don't want to think American Pharaoh is now Mark McGuire.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.